Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
If you want to become financially independent, come to my seminar. Let me show you how to make the fortune you have always dreamed about.
Ready? Go!
What happens if you are named
in Nelson
Rockefeller's
will?
You get rich quick.
Stand on the line, play the game again. Everybody's gonna lose and I'm gonna win. Gonna get rich quick.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to Get Rich Quick with Josh
and Noel,
right here on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah.
This is a show where I, Josh Rubin,
and I, Noel Dineen,
come together once a week over a single topic and give you a library of incredible ideas on how to get rich off of said topic.
Mm-hmm.
We ask for no money up front.
Mm-mm.
We are not a one-size-fits-all. We don't want you to come to our seminar. We don't have a seminar.
No.
We don't do infomercials.
No.
We're not like that.
No.
We don't say, buy this thing,
no,
and it should work for you. And if it doesn't work for you, you know whose fault that is? Yours, not ours. No, that's not what we do, Noel.
We don't.
We give you all these ideas on all these different topics,
uh-huh,
and you put on the suit that fits you.
Yes.
We're like bespoke. That's what we are.
Yeah.
Bespoke get-rich-quick schemes.
Yeah.
And then you take those ideas, you actualize them, you action them.
Yeah.
You make your millions, nay, dare I say billions, nay.
Nay.
Might I even say trillions?
You might.
Of dollars or shekels or rupees or, I don't know, whatever other monetary euros.
Yeah.
Whatever the fake Canadian plastic money is.
You could just say bitcoins.
Bitcoins.
Doji coins.
What are doji? Is that another?
Yeah.
Cryptocurrency?
Yeah.
I've never heard of Doge. What are the three I've heard of? Ethereum,
uh-huh,
Bitcoin, and there was a third one that was
Doge.
Sort of, no, it wasn't Doge. You're on Doge. What's Doge coin?
I don't know. It's some other one.
Oh, okay. I thought you knew something about it.
Based off a meme. That's all I know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's the Doge meme?
Yeah, it's like Wolf. I don't know.
Wow. That was very enigmatic. Anyway. Yeah, that's what we do, guys. And we don't ask for any money up front.
Nope.
All we ask is that when you've made your millions, nay, billions, dare I say, trillions of dollars, rupees, shekels, lachmas, drachmas. I guess drachmas don't exist anymore because they're all on the euro. All that European money doesn't exist anymore,
yeah,
other than the pound.
Mm-hmm.
Because they never got rid of the pound. They were smart. They knew they weren't going to stick around in this union. They're not European.
Swiss franc.
Is that still around?
Yeah.
It is? We don't ask for anything up front. We ask it for after you've made your millions. Then what do we do, Noel?
We ask you to remember that you're not wearing some suit off an assembly line that someone had to like convince you fit, even though you knew it didn't.
Nope. Bespoke, no, bitches.
You're wearing a suit your way. A
custom.
Burger King of suits, you could say. Or you could say a Get Rich Quick with Josh Noel of
I
suits.
Imagine some of our listeners probably would get ketchup on their suit.
Yeah.
And mayo
who
and mustard.
Wouldn't? You don't have a party if you're not doing that.
Mm.
And you reach in your expensive bespoke pocket and you give us something that we bespoke of when you listen to the episode, which is 10% of everything you made after you're rich.
That's right.
You tithe us.
Tithe us, baby.
Just like the church.
Because we are better. I'm going to say it.
Uh-huh.
We're bigger than Jesus.
Oh, boy.
We're better than
he
Jesus.
He just pulled a John Lennon.
And we've sold more albums
you
than
guys,
Jesus.
Guys, we are now like the Beatles.
We are like the Beatles.
Yeah.
We are the dynamic duo.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go, guys.
That's it.
I have not seen you all week, Noel.
No, I have not.
I did see on Instagram that you did very well in a moth storytelling.
I went to a moth.
Uh-huh. And you weren't even going to do it.
I wasn't going to do it, and I did it because I felt like I'd be a chicken if I didn't do it because I'm supposed to be trying to do storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
So I put my name in, hoping I wouldn't get called.
Was it a big, was the hoping you weren't going to call because you weren't, you didn't go prepared or because it was specifically a moth?
No, because I wasn't prepared.
Okay. Because moth is kind of like the big leagues, right?
Yeah, exactly. Why I was hoping not to have to go.
Right.
But it actually ended up going very well.
Yeah, you did well.
I was surprised that it went. I think part of what made it go better, like while I was waiting, I tried to figure out what to say.
Mm-hmm.
When other people were saying their stories, because it's a, you don't know that you are going up until right before you go up, but there's a 5-minute limit.
Mm-hmm.
So in my head, I started saying things, and to see if I could fit it in 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Which I got that, but I think what helped, which I wasn't expecting, is it's a much bigger crowd than the open mic. I
get that energy, man.
A lot more energy, yeah. and it was good.
And that nervous energy sort of pumps you up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the energy really helped, I think, a lot. So yeah. It's not like I aced it.
You did well.
I did okay. It went well.
You placed,
I was surprised.
Right? You didn't win.
I guess I placed.
Right, third.
They don't have.
Well,
third.
They have scores.
They have scores.
Right, and it's an aggregate of the. Like,
the only there's only one score that matters on that board, though.
Oh, which one?
Number one.
Oh shit!
And I didn't have that one.
Boom. But those scores indicate who number one is.
Yeah.
Right? So if you had the third highest score, you weren't number one, but mm-hmm. man, you were goddamn
close.
Well,
if accidents were to happen to certain people.
That's right. That's right. If they were unable to fulfill their duties.
Yes.
You would have to step in for them.
Yes. If any of them were perhaps Saudi activists.
Wow.
How about that crazy news, eh? There's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world right now.
Yeah, there really is.
I was talking to my buddy at work.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, talk about like that Interpol chief guy.
Interpol chief guy?
This.
Arrested
all this
in China.
Crazy stuff going on. And we're like, is there really like a world war going on and just no government's admitting it?
It may very well be, although the Interpol guy is a Chinese authority
uh-huh.
who's arrested in China.
Okay.
They claim that he was under an investigation for corruption.
Mm-hmm.
As part of a grander corruption investigation for, because the Interpol guy was a bigwig
mm-hmm.
in Chinese politics as well.
Yeah.
I'm just saying he was the former head of Interpol.
Okay.
Which is an elected position from, Interpol is the international, mm-hmm. not police force, but it's. And so, you know, they take bigwigs from all the countries and they are on the board.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a former president. He wasn't the current president. But they all have other jobs
yeah.
within their government. And supposedly the Chinese government claims that he was arrested for, I'm just saying, as opposed to this Saudi American journalist
uh-huh.
who walks into the fucking.
And they think was chopped up.
Yeah, he's, like, disappeared, but murdered.
No, but they literally think he was chopped up.
Yeah, well, because he's disappeared.
And then one of the guys has a bone saw.
That's crazy.
Yeah. The whole Interpol guy, though, thing smacks to me of the Lebanese leader, the Lebanese politician guy that was disappeared, and then he was in Saudi Arabia, and he...
Oh, right. Yeah,
quit, and then he quit by Twitter or something like that.
Yeah, what was his deal?
And then got out and unquit, and then...
Was he a diplomat or something?
Yeah, he was... I forget exactly what he was. He wasn't the president.
No. He wasn't the president. He was some high-level functionary,
yes.
though. I mean, he was a diplomat
was
or...
weird.
Maybe the UN representative.
It was weird,
yeah,
though.
But that was another one. That was another one. You know, Saudi Arabia is not a good place to be these days. This new king... while he's claiming to streamline things, is really, really, you don't want to be on his bad side.
4-star prisons.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, I think it depends. Or you're going to get chopped up into little bits.
Yeah.
By some guy with a bone saw.
More this week that on We Got Ripped Off alerts, I read an article about people that were making their own, what was it called? Vulvic water? Not Vulvic. What was it? Fuelvic?
What?
The swamp water?
I don't know what you're talking
about. You do.
About.
It was the black swamp water.
Know nothing about this.
You do.
I don't.
It was the water.
I do not.
With the swamp stuff in it.
Still don't know what you're talking about.
And it was supposed to be good for you.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, people got caught making that.
Making their own swamp water?
And to drink.
Yeah, I figured as much.
And it's black water. Uh-huh. And they sell it.
Uh-huh.
It's expensive.
Uh-huh.
We talked about it.
We never talked about
More things.
Uh-huh.
Talking points. I guess we can call that's what we're going to call it this week. Not opening story.
Just talking points.
Talking points with Josh Knoll.
Okay. Maybe that should be our new show.
Talking points with Josh Knoll.
Yeah, and we'll just fucking talk about whatever comes in our head based on shit that we read. Points.
It was your birthday this week.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
We have to cut your leg off and see, count the rings.
No, you could just ask me.
Okay.
I'm old.
Okay.
I'm really fucking old, and I'm really fucking fat.
Okay.
And my whole body hurts.
Okay.
And that pretty much sums it up.
All right. At least it's a whole body thing.
Yeah, it is a whole body. Well, it was really my back, but it just moved all up and down my back all week.
Okay.
Started in my shoulder, then moved down to my ribs, and then it was down my middle back. Then it was in my lower back.
All right.
Then it was in my hip.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was just bad. It was a lot of pain.
Sexual.
It was a lot of pain.
Uh-huh.
It was a lot of misery.
All right.
That pretty much describes my birthday.
Also,
it was Canadian Thanksgiving.
Canadian Thanksgiving,
which
guys.
Fell on my birthday.
Fell on your... Josh?
Does it always fall on my birthday?
To have so much Canadian in his life. No, it's one of those things.
Is it a movable feast?
It always falls on Columbus Day.
Oh, okay. So whenever Columbus Day is.
Yeah.
Right, so every 7 years it falls on my birthday.
Yeah.
Or so. 7 years? Yeah, I guess. Yeah, because my birthday falls on Columbus Day.
Mm-hmm. Whenever you break a mirror, it falls on your birthday.
Although Columbus Day seems like it shouldn't be called Columbus Day anymore.
No. It's Indigenous People's Day. A lot of people are calling it.
Is that
it.
What they're calling it?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I ordered a thin Chicago pizza.
Which I don't understand.
Sausage and onion.
Because you guys up in Canada basically stole our Thanksgiving meal.
What are you talking about?
Right? It's turkey.
Yeah.
Stuffing.
Yeah.
Sweet potatoes.
Not so much the sweet potatoes.
Not a sweet potato casserole?
Not so, no.
Even tossed with a...
That's like
with
a southern thing.
Maple syrup and pecans?
Maple syrup pecan casserole.
No, in the sweet potato casserole.
Sweet potatoes aren't really as much of a Canadian thing. Maybe they are more now.
Because it's a vegetable?
They hate vegetables in Canada.
Well, it's very cold.
Except for carrots that they use as skis.
Well, I was going to say, they eat carrots. They just like root vegetables that can grow in rough terrain.
Sweet potato can grow in rough terrain.
How do you know?
Because it's a potato.
You don't eat sweet potatoes. You're Canadian.
I don't like sweet potatoes.
Well, exactly. What do you like? You know, I hear a lot about the foods you don't like. You don't like mushrooms.
Uh-huh.
You don't like eggs.
Yeah.
You don't like sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
What do you... I know you like... Thin crust pizza, but it's got to be like cracker thin crust.
Thin crust pizza.
Right. You don't like real pizza.
I like real pizza.
Do you ever eat at Spunto or Pozzo or any of those places?
Spunto, Pozzo, Schmazzo. Give it there, you know?
What was that?
Staccato.
Hey, hey, hey. Whoa.
I go eat at all of them.
That was so bad. Your accents.
So good, right?
Uh huh.
Like
they
best. A vocal chameleon.
You are a vocal chameleon. So that black water.
Yeah.
It was very black.
Vulvic
huh?
water, I think it's called.
Isn't Vulvic water? No, because Vulvic water is a different water. That's a brand that comes from why are you looking at me like
it comes
that?
From swamps.
It doesn't come from swamps, and it's not black. It's clear.
Something like that.
Whatever, dude.
Dude.
Black like coal, though, I would bet.
Yeah, it's that color.
Yeah. So, you know, interestingly enough.
Uh-huh.
That sort of slides right into our topic today.
Uh-huh.
Because our topic today is carbon.
It's carbon, guys. How to get rich with it. How to carbon your way to the top.
I wasn't even going to try and stall to figure one out there. I figured I'd just power through it.
You did it.
Yeah.
Powered through it. But carbonyl.
Carbon.
God, I hated this. There's a lot of science in it.
A lot of science.
And I am not good with the science.
You guys, carbon. Right? I can't think about carbon nowadays without thinking of our dismantling planet.
It's true, especially now with the recent release of the whatever that thing was from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? We are damaging our environment, our planet, to the point where we may all be dead soon. And for a long time, climate change has been connected to carbon. First calculations of human-induced climate change began in 1896 by Svante Arrhenius from Switzerland, who tied it specifically to carbon dioxide. The science looked deeper at climate change. Carbon dioxide became increasingly agreed upon as the culprit, as opposed to just carbon from volcanic ash and stuff like that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
In the 1950s, carbon dioxide in the atmosphere was being measured as a concern with the climate, which so happened to be perfectly timed because that's about when they got to see the carbon levels rise dramatically from that point and see the predicted effects on climate almost immediately. By the 1970s, the sounding of a scientific alarm bells became a drumbeat.
Oh, my. That's very evocative. You're quite the storyteller, my friend.
Really? You're quite the jerk. You guys, lots of scientific concern. By the 1990s, it was almost universally understood that humans caused emissions were causing discernible climate warming. And this was not only understood in parts of science, it was across scientific disciplines by this point. It was an accepted scientific fact. It was a thing, as they say.
Is that the scientific term, a thing?
Yeah.
Can I just tell you, while I was doing the research on this,
uh-huh.
I was reading sort of bullet points of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change from different publications that mm-hmm. sort of posted it, and I would scroll down to the comments. The only comments on all of these things were what hogwash it is and how you just got to follow the money and how they've been beating this drum for 30 years.
Yeah, follow the money and like Exxon.
No, right? But they go the other way. They're like, why this panel wouldn't even exist if it wasn't for the money. So they have to, you know, create a reason for them to exist. This is all hogwash. Lots of stuff like that.
Anyway, that ties in perfectly.
Uh-huh.
Because by the 90s, it was a thing. The world actually reluctantly began to mobilize. And it began to look like something was going to be done about it. Al frickin' Gore was about to become president.
But then
he didn't. G.W. Bush sneered at science. He started a movement within the country where people became proud of their ignorance. Science became the enemy. Religion was hijacked to support damaging ideas. But across the board, name a political topic and ignorance and religion became tied in them. Obama was a step back in the right direction, establishment-wise, but he gave fuel to the Proud Dummy Movement.
The Proud Dummy Movement, the PDM.
PD.
I love
Instead
that.
Instead of Proud Boys, just flip that
proud
B around.
Dummies. Yes, lowercase b.
Yeah.
They are like little boys.
Yeah, little boys.
Little proud. I'm proud to be
yeah,
a
I'm
little
scared
boy.
Of science.
Oh.
Now with Trump in power, we are all doomed. I think we can pretty much agree on that. Conspiracies and hocus pocus carry more influence than science and reason. So how can we get these proud dummies on board for their and our own good, right? Well, just random reading about carbon, I came across one thing that tweaked my mind.
Nipples.
Tweaked my nipples, but my mind's nipples. Uh-huh. and it said, carbon is known as the devil's element.
Ooh.
6 protons, 6 neutrons, 6 electrons.
Wow.
That got me thinking.
Uh-oh.
I read an article with the president of the Flat Earth Society, Daniel Shenton.
Uh-huh.
He took a lot of offense when Obama was talking about climate change in a big speech, and he said, this is a Obama quote right here, "We don't have time for a meeting of the Flat Earth Society. Sticking your head in the sand might make you feel safer, but it's not going to protect you from the coming storm." Daniel Stenton was pissed.
Mm-hmm.
He reached out to Salon.com to express his anger. He wanted to make sure it went on record that the Flat Earth Society thinks the evidence suggests fossil fuel usage is contributing to global warming. If it's a coincidence, it's quite a remarkable one. We may have experienced a temperature increase even without our use of fossil fuels, but since the Industrial Revolution, I doubt it would be as dramatic as what we're seeing now. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, that's a flat earther saying that.
It's a flat earther saying that.
I mean, I don't even understand, given the concept of flat earth and their belief system, how the idea of greenhouse gases even works for them. Because as far as I know, they don't believe that there is the, suddenly I can't remember.
Atmosphere?
That the atmosphere is made up the way that scientists claim that it's made up. Right, that there's no ozone layer.
Okay.
They right?
don't believe in the ozone layer?
I don't think they do.
I think they just don't think that it's being held intact because of the spinning Earth.
I think the whole concept of a flat Earth throws off the concept of our atmosphere and how it's contained.
They believe in it, and they believe that humans are now messing it up with their carbon use.
All right.
So this is what you're going to do. You're going to make a lot of money doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to make an eco-judo, so to speak, marketing firm.
I don't even understand what that means.
Are going to use the proud dummies' own tools against them. You're going to promote the ideas of the devil's element.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to promote conspiracy theories like the flat earthers. And you're going to suck in all these frickin' Pizzagate, QAnon loving mofos out there that are the truthers. All of them. You're going to suck them in. They're going to be, yeah, no, idiot. The planet's flat. And by the way, I hope you understand that that means that global warming is true. Because that's part of the parcel of the conspiracy. And we're gonna trick them to lower their carbon footprint, save good old Mother Earth, through their pride of being dummies.
I think your big one on this, your real get, is going to be the evangelicals
with the
devil's thing, yeah. Right? The number of the devil is 666.
Yeah.
The number of carbon is 666.
Yeah.
Carbon dioxide is killing humanity.
Yeah.
Right? And then they will suddenly, and how's it doing it? It's making it hotter.
Yeah.
Than hell.
Hotter than hell.
He's trying to make hell on earth.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's happening.
Yeah. You smell that burning?
Yeah. The devil is trying to make hell on earth.
Yeah.
And he's doing it.
With 666.
You're seeing what happens.
Through 666.
You're seeing up in the North Pole.
Yeah.
You're seeing what a snowball's chance in hell is like.
Yeah, you're seeing it.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, there it is. That's the real. That's the real get.
Well, but both of them too. You know, you can just get the Yahoos.
Well, they,
who
they
love
go
embracing
hand in hand.
QAnon. No, not necessarily. There's different levels. But they did. But they attack the two different streams, mm-hmm. right? The bastardization of religion in order to justify political movements,
right?
And the rejection of science and any publicly accepted beliefs in order to go for anything some idiot put on the internet. Right? So you're going to be that idiot and you're going to put it on the internet and you're going to promote the flat earthers as well as the devil's element. And you're going to
I think someone needs to start running a YouTube station
mm-hmm.
where all they do is promote the idea of the devil in carbon, the devil in carbon.
And carbonate. The devil in carbonate.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. The devil in carbonite. It's like Han Solo.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Satan is Han Solo.
Yeah.
Which explains so much about the Star Wars trilogy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it all really links together.
Yeah.
It all comes together. We can start such a conspiracy theory.
We could.
George Lucas.
Yeah.
Is Satan.
Yeah.
And that's what it all comes down to. That's a solid idea, Noel.
Yeah, a lot of money.
Yeah, a lot
of
money.
And save
in that.
The planet.
I'm not quite sure how you're making money off of it.
Because you're the marketing firm.
Oh, okay.
Right?
So
because
people are paying you to do this?
Big business and stuff. Maybe not the oil company, but the rest of the big business is going to pay you dearly because they're worried that, oh, we're all going to burn up and they're not going to be able to make money. They're worried about that now, actually. Oh, it's going to get so hot that I can't grow my Monsanto crops?
Well, they'll just genetically modify them to grow
in a fire
areas with no water. Be fire retardant. Excuse me.
Proud dummy.
Anyway, solid one. I just like the idea of the proud dummy movement.
I love that term when I came up with it.
Yeah, it's a good one. I think you should copyright that, mm-hmm. and you should start it.
I can make Trump hats that just say proud dummy.
Uh-huh. You can get people get tattooed on their foreheads,
yep.
proud dummy. Yeah, I think like you could be the next Gavin McInnes. Another insane Canadian come to this country and rabble rouse.
Yeah.
And you could be the you could have a whole shtick.
Yeah.
Shtick.
Sell my maple and pecan pie,
that's right.
Casseroles or whatever you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. You can sell your nutraceuticals or whatever all those guys pitch. They all these big YouTube guys, Joe Rogan, he's not on YouTube anymore, not Alex Jones. The one of the ways they make money is they all have their own vitamin companies that bear their name that they sort of plug.
Mm-hmm.
And they're calling them nutraceuticals because it's sort of the medical innovation of nutrition.
Okay.
Anyway, it always sounds to me like they're cutting testicles off.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a solid one, Noel. So as we were talking about carbon emissions, the earth we live in getting hotter and hotter.
Yeah.
But what do we really talk about when we talk about carbon emissions? The big one, Noel, that 70% of the pollutants in the air,
mm-hmm.
carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
CO2.
Yeah.
There's also other ones. There's carbon monoxide.
Mm-hmm.
Methane is part of the problem as
yeah.
well. but what is carbon? No, carbon is really the building blocks
of life.
Of life.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It provides us with fuel, with heat.
Mm-hmm.
It plants and mm-hmm. animals live off of it. Without it, we wouldn't exist.
No.
We have made up of carbon.
Yeah.
In our systems,
yeah.
in our bodies. People.
Yeah.
People.
Yeah. I know. I took chemistry, dude.
I didn't. I mean, I did. I just don't remember any of it. I learned this all today.
Okay.
Amazing, important stuff. I was just talking to Deb about this.
Uh-huh.
We were walking by. There's a new school, a new public school in the neighborhood. Very fancy. It's got, like, you can even see in everywhere there's, like, you know, smart boards and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, we should go back to school. She's like, oh, yeah, we should go back to college. I said, no, 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 no. We should go back to grade school.
Okay.
Because I feel like the amount of shit I've forgotten from grade school, which is the building blocks of everything I should know at this point, I'd have a better sense of what I actually need to know and hold on to that. But I need someone to teach it to me. So I'm thinking about doing sort of the opposite of continuing education, like regressive education, mm-hmm. where you go back and you learn. You know, that was what that whole fucking Jeff Foxworthy show, Smarter Than a Fifth Grader.
Okay.
Right? And these fifth graders were winning all the time.
Sure.
No one remembers that shit. Anyway, Noel.
Anyway.
Not that this is fifth grade science, I understand, but maybe it is. I don't remember.
It's some grade.
Yeah. It was in high school, though.
Yeah.
But this is the thing, you know, as we know, nature as nature tends to do,
mm-hmm.
keeps things in balance.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's zero sum with nature. Trees emit CO2, they take in CO2.
Mm-hmm.
The ocean absorbs as much CO2 as it creates.
Mm-hmm.
Net zero. Not humans, though.
Mm-hmm.
Not humans. And now what they talk about is how do we live a net zero life? Right? How companies are like, well, this is what we do. We offset our carbon emissions by planting forests.
Yeah.
Forests.
Yeah.
30,000 hectares of forest.
Yeah.
That's a lot, man.
Yeah.
That's a lot to invest to suck that CO2 out of the atmosphere.
Uh-huh.
Right? And I was like, well, why is it? How is it? What happens that trees are sucking the CO2 out of the atmosphere?
Okay.
Right? What is their process, right? Why can't we just suck the CO2 out of the atmosphere? Well, we can't really. What trees do is they take it in through the water, into the soil, and suck it up. And then trees, Noel, trees
All right.
have enzymes in them
uh-huh.
that turn that carbon into sugar.
Okay.
And then it feeds off of that sugar.
All right.
But
yeah.
the enzymes bond with the carbon.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing. What I found out was, Noel, in the air, there's nothing we have that can bond the carbon to take it out, the carbon dioxide, to take it out of our atmosphere.
Okay.
So that's why it just sits there.
All right.
We can't get it out.
Yeah.
The one thing that does happen, rain clouds collect carbon.
Yes.
And it comes down in the rain.
Okay.
Okay. This is my great idea.
Okay.
Okay.
Make it rain?
You're going to make it rain, but no, this is how you're going to make the money. This is how you're going to make the money, though. This is how you're going to make the money.
Sell umbrellas?
No. Oh, come on, dude. Come on. No. You're going to isolate the enzymes in the trees.
Uh-huh.
You're going to take all this carbon that's coming in the rain. You're going to collect the rain, and you're going to make sugar out of it.
Okay.
And you are going to sell sugar. It's going to be, you're just going to pitch it as you are saving the planet, saving the environment. You're going to be seeding rain clouds. People are going to be happy to give you their fucking shitty CO2 water. They don't want it.
Yeah.
It's not helping them any. And you are going to become the sugar magnate of the world.
Okay.
You're not going to need the slave labor that Domino Sugar requires in third world countries, hacking down sugar canes.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're going to be saving the planet with your sugar.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
That's my whole thing.
All right.
Sorry if that wasn't good enough for you. Sorry.
No, that's fantastic.
Yeah, no, I don't think you believe that.
There's a couple details that may still need to be worked out.
Yeah, what?
How much rain do you need?
You just keep collecting rain.
What, do you put like a paint can in the backyard?
You put buckets everywhere. That's the beauty of it. You can collect rain from around the world every time it rains someplace.
Uh-huh.
You just take it. This carbon dioxide is everywhere. I don't know if you know this or not.
All right.
But it's the whole atmosphere. It's not just like over Sheboygan.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we're talking about you're going to seed. So you're just going to keep seeding rain clouds.
Oh,
you're
okay.
Keep,
so you're seeding them.
I said you're seeding them.
Okay.
So you're not just like chasing rain clouds.
I missed that part.
You're not like a storm chaser. But hey, you know, if you happen to set up a big bucket, like a county-sized bucket in the path of a hurricane, you're not doing so bad for yourself.
Oh, yeah. Missed your chance with Michael.
Yeah. Well, that's my point.
Yeah.
As the climate changes, we're going to have more and more of these storms.
Yep.
You're going to do good.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do good. That's all.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I know.
You guys.
What?
If you want to reach out to us and give us a little bit of coin, right?
Mm-hmm.
A little taste of that sugar.
Yeah. Little doji coin.
A little doji coin. Don't make Josh stand out in the rain for that sugar.
No.
You can give it to him. You can go to radiofreebrooklyn.org.
What are they called? The Proud Doofuses?
Proud Dummies.
Proud Dummies?
Yeah.
I don't think it was the Dummies.
It was the Proud Dummies.
Okay.
Go to the Get Rich Quick with Josh Knowles show page, hit the sponsor button, pledge an amount. Half that money goes to Josh and I. Half that money goes to Radio Free Brooklyn. Everybody's happy. If you are a cantankerous sort, a dummy, we could say, then you can go to RadioFreeBrooklyn.org, hit the pledge button, pledge an amount. All that money goes to Radio Free Brooklyn. Not a nickel comes to Josh and I. You get a tax break because they're a 501c3 charitable organization. And you get to feel good about yourself because you're sponsoring things like the kids program that they're trying to start to show kids, teens, how to do the radio stuffs.
That was good.
That's good, right?
Yeah.
You can go. You can download the app. iPhone, Android. We don't care.
There's an app?
Here's an app.
I didn't know that.
You can get the newsletter, Radio Free Brooklyn.
Ah, that's such a great title.
I wish I knew who named it.
I wish I knew who named it, too.
So many things you can do. We are going to be sponsoring the, co-sponsoring the Ecuadorian Film Festival coming up.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Wonder how that came about.
Nobody knows. So, you guys, there's lots of ways to reach out and touch Josh.
What?
Yep. People want to touch you, Josh.
No
they
one wants
touch
to
touch you all over.
Believe me, no one wants to touch me.
They do.
They haven't seen a current photo of me.
It was your birthday, Josh.
Yeah.
A lot of people want to touch you.
No. Trust
Dude,
me.
You're going to be walking down the street, and you're going to get your junk grabbed, and someone's just going to be like, what? And they're going to be like, happy birthday, Josh. Listen to the show. Boo! And they're out. And you're going to be left there with a semi on the corner.
I don't think that's quite how it'll go.
That's
but
what's going to happen.
Okay.
You guys, and as incentive to do that to Josh, when you see him on the street, I'm going to offer you a little extra way to get a little extra rich this week. Mr. Josh, please take it away. Oh, what is a problem?
Tip of the week, brought to you by Radio Free Brooklyn.
What would be one word of advice you would have for an upcoming businessman?
Knowledge. Knowledge. But if it's one word is very hard for that, but the word is knowledge. But you get knowledge through experience. One of the things people talk about is luck. And I do believe that people are lucky and some people are luckier than others. I do believe that. But the word luck is very interesting. But if I didn't work really hard, I probably would not, almost definitely would not be here today. And unless you had me up as a man who at one point was successful, but let's see what a loser looks like.
I mean, what I like, that went from knowledge to work hard
to luck
to he's a loser.
Yeah.
Sums it up.
Yeah.
He worked hard to be a loser.
Proud dummy.
Yep. King of them.
King of the dummies.
King of the proud dummies.
Deep breaths. I don't know if you guys noticed this. Josh tried to sabotage the payment for me bribing you guys to grab his junk on the street.
I didn't sabotage
it. It was sabotage.
I don't even understand why that popped out like that. It was very strange. Yeah. I'm not talking about my wiener from getting grabbed on the street.
You know
what?
About?
Hello!
Yo, whoa, 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 whoa.
Hey, zinga bigga boo. Hey! Anyway, Noel.
Anyway, guys, carbon.
What are you going to do to get rich from it?
I got to tell you. You know, as Josh was alluding to, organic chemistry, right? What defines organic chemistry?
Was that
chemistry?
What that was? That was organic chemistry
organic
I was talking
chemistry.
About? Okay.
It has to do with carbon. That's what organic chemistry is. Because carbon is the building block of life.
Oh, did I step on your idea?
No, you didn't at all.
Oh,
at all.
Damn it. I was hoping I did. It always never goes the other. It never goes my way with that.
Is in everything alive, except for one thing that they did find a couple years ago, which was a life form based on arsenic.
Oh, that's right. But that was on right down in the. There was an arsenic pit that they found it in, which
in,
they
like,
couldn't
deep
believe.
Ocean
it.
Or something. We're gonna skip that one though, and just say life based on carbon. Blade Runner, guys. You watch it, I like it. I haven't seen the new one, though.
I found it really, really ponderous.
Good. Then we're going to stick with the good one.
Yeah.
Right? Blade Runner. Blade Runner androids had gotten so good that the Voight-Kampff test was needed to tell them apart from humans. They'd show them pictures to elicit an emotional response. Lots of horrible pictures of mutilated animals. They had equipment to judge the response to see if it was like a reflexive disgust from the gut or was some sort of calculated response to show that you're human, to look, appear to be human, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys remember our AI show.
I don't know.
We're getting to the point where we may need to actually start doing something like this, but from going off our AI show, I don't know how much confidence I have that AI is not going to walk all over that Voight-Kampff test. Video editing. We've talked about these video editing, sound editing, mm-hmm. audio editing tools that are coming out now. Make anyone say anything.
Yep.
Robots. They're everywhere, guys. Before you know it, we won't be able to trust anything. We won't be able to tell a human from a microphone. We won't. It's everything's going to get confusing.
Just by looking at it?
By looking at it, by putting pictures of mutilated animals in front of it, nothing. We're not going to be able to tell. Robot uprisings will be unstoppable because we won't be able to tell the robots from the humans.
I just listened to that Flight of the Conchords song.
I just watched They Live Again last night.
Yeah. Oh, They Live Again, the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's Flight of the Conchords song? I don't know.
The one about...
Never heard them.
You never heard Flight of the Conchords?
No.
I thought you'd like. Think you'd like them.
Maybe. Doesn't mean I've heard them.
They have a song about robots killing all the humans.
Oh, it's going to happen. And we won't be able to tell them apart unless, maybe we had Roddy Piper's awesome sunglasses and we had no more bubble gum. We would then see alien invasions.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to walk amongst us. We're not going to be able to tell.
Nope.
So I thought about how to discern life from not real life.
Oh, yeah? What'd you come up with?
Well, at first I thought about things like the, Apple Watch. It's got the heartbeat sensors and stuff
and
things like that. But I read the other day that people in China are putting fitness trackers on rolls of toilet paper and filming them and putting them on YouTube. Reason is because they're registering a heartbeat across multiple trackers, Android, Apple, and they kept mentioning this one brand called Xiaomi. Must be really big in China or something.
Probably, yeah.
Toilet paper. It's registering an 8.1 beat per minute.
Well, I mean, I think that speaks volumes to the movement that believes that all life matters.
Coffee mugs, 72 beats per minute.
Well, that's because of the caffeine.
Bananas, 77 beats per minute.
I don't know why that would be.
I don't know, but we can't even trust anymore in the heartbeat. So this is what you're going to come up with, and you are going to make a lot of money, guys. So just like, we all got to stay one step ahead of the hackers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what'd you do? First, you made a password, right? Then they're like, no, you need a more complex password.
Right.
No, now you need a more complex password that you change every other day.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what do they got now? What do they got now? What is the thing?
Your face.
No.
Your fingerprint.
Two-factor authentication.
Oh, okay.
Right? So I go to log into my bank. My bank says, bloop, sends me a text, and then I got to get that text, put the text code into the browser.
Right.
Boom.
Answer
I'm
question.
In. It's not foolproof. There's problems.
Yeah.
But it is more secure. It has made the world, for a little bit, a better place.
Mm-hmm.
So how are we going to tell these robots, these aliens, these AIs, these edited videos, these edited audios from humans? You're going to make two-factor human authentication.
Mm-hmm.
And just like it's not perfect on the internet, there's going to be some problems.
Give me some examples of how that's going to work.
I'm
going to
tell you what it's going to be. It's going to be like an Apple Watch type device. It's going to tell your heartbeat. It's also going to check for carbon.
Mm.
Right? So there will be some losses along the way, right? Right away. We're saying, hey, you arsenic-based life form. You're not a life form anymore. We don't care about you.
Right.
We're losing you.
What if these...
No problem.
What if these creatures, these non-humans, are made with carbon?
Well, they won't be. The other problem we got a little problem, right? We are giving human status now to toilet paper.
Well, I think
and
we
bananas.
Should. If it's
not
got
to
a
coffee
heartbeat.
Cups. Coffee cups won't cut the mustard.
Well, is it the coffee cups or the coffee really that you're feeling
the
heartbeat
from? No, it was just a coffee mug.
I mean, 76 beats per minute.
In the mug. So,
oh, I see. It was this, so there was no coffee in it.
No coffee.
But that's a lot of caffeine buildup there.
But it's got no carbon.
Uh-huh.
The coffee mug we have picked apart. The robot we have found. You are made of rubber and metal. Get out. Dick Cheney, he won't qualify as a human because he has no heartbeat.
He doesn't currently.
What do you mean?
No one thinks Dick Cheney...
Well, exactly. We're going to lose him.
Yeah.
Because he has no heartbeat.
But wait, I thought heartbeat wasn't going to be...
No, it's two-factor.
Oh, so one
we're
of the factors is
heartbeat,
a heartbeat.
And we're checking for carbon.
Hmm.
And you are going to make... You are going to be the McAfee of life.
So you're going to go down to Costa Rica and kill people?
If you want.
In a paranoid delusion,
yeah.
Just like James McAfee did?
If you want.
Uh-huh.
What are all like the internet security companies that you log in through and things?
I don't know. I don't use any of them.
Whatever they are.
In case you guys want to hack me.
You're going to be you're going to be that, but for life.
Okay.
You're going to be needed every government building.
The whole idea
is going to have your check to get in.
The whole idea of a life hack takes on a whole new meaning now.
It does. Yeah. It does. And as unfortunately, toilet paper will get full human rights.
I'm okay with that.
Toilet paper will be able to vote, which it almost does now. It seems like, right?
You know, we may have to make a new class.
We may have to make a new class. Yeah.
I mean, does that mean that animals will get the right to vote?
Yeah, I'm going to say yeah, if it's a cute one.
Only if it's a cute one.
Yeah.
Huh, that's interesting. That's the way it should have been when we gave women the right to vote.
If it's a cute one.
Only if it's a cute one.
Oh, Josh.
That's solid, Noel.
A lot of money.
And speaking of women, Noel.
Okay.
Let's talk about women.
Okay.
I want to talk about, when I think of carbon, one of the things I think about is carbon fibers.
Yeah.
Strong. Some of the strongest material in the world.
Yeah.
So strong, can stop a bullet.
Yeah, it's been known.
Yeah, it's been known. So light that it can be used in cloth. As a matter of fact, what is that response for?
I thought you were going to give some scientific thing. So light.
No,
it
come
can
on.
Be used in cloth.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I get it. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's light. You can wear it. It's wearable.
It's weavable.
weavable and wearable.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you're weighed down like with a Kevlar vest, for instance, which is bulky and heavy and weighs you down and it's hot. I mean, you can tell when someone's wearing a Kevlar vest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's gotten to the point with carbon fiber fabrics that there are bespoke tailors, fine tailors. In fact, Garrison Bespoke in Toronto is making suits with carbon fiber cores in them.
Oh.
For the businessmen on the go in the not so great, you know, that are traveling to particularly
Brazil.
Yeah, exactly. Brazil, or even worse, you know, if they're jewelers or diamond merchants or they are oil people and they're going to some pretty scary places where people are getting kidnapped and shot all the time.
Yeah. Human rights activists from Saudi Arabia.
No, they don't need it. They can't afford it anyway, so it doesn't matter. We're talking about people with money because this is what we're talking about, getting rich quick, not getting nice quick.
Okay, that's true.
Okay, not doing good quickly.
Okay.
That's not what we're talking about. Come on, Noel. Get on board here. Talking points. But I was thinking, so that's great, right? Okay, that's all well and good. We're making bulletproof clothes for rich dudes who are going off to horrible places to rape and pillage their resources.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I guess they deserve it if they've got the money. But I thought about, what's our major resource that's being raped and pillaged constantly over here? That's obviously women. And so the first thought I
had... Our major resource?
Yeah, they're a major resource in this country. The first thought I had, I was thinking about chastity belts for women. And basically, you'd make essentially an anti-rape panty out of carbon fiber.
Okay.
Right? You can't cut it. You can't rip it. It's light enough to wear, but, you know, you would construct it with a frame or some sort of minor frame. So it's like, you know, hard to get into, maybe a sort of a combination lock effect on it. And then I was like, that seems like you're asking the victim to take responsibility for the actions of
the aggressor.
The aggressor, which is definitely not the way we look at things these days. Right. But I was like, still, you definitely want to put it out there because there may be women who are like, you know what? Better safe than sorry.
Yeah.
You know, you wear them on a first date because you never know what you're going to walk into. If you know you're going out drinking and you just don't want to end up in a terrible situation, or you end up in a terrible situation that you have no control over, at least you have some control over it. But then I was thinking, maybe, and this is, it's great because it works the other spectrum as well.
Okay.
The big thing out of this whole Kavanaugh thing is the right-wing mothers and fathers have taken over the hashtag #HimToo, which was originally used for men who were victims of sexual harassment and rape, taking it over to talk about how their sons are afraid to go out on solo dates for concern that they are going to be accused of rape.
Just for holding the door open by
some crazy woman.
Just by offering a woman on the bus their seat.
So this is the real one.
Okay.
You're making Kevlar box... I mean, not Kevlar, sorry. Carbon fiber chastity boxers for men.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That are basically going to comfortably pin their penises in a position where they cannot get these things off until they get home to you,
Mom,
with the key,
yeah,
right? So no matter what happens, they don't need body cams.
Yeah.
They don't need to carry their date books in their hand. They don't need to Google Glass everything.
Yeah.
They can say with security that there's no way I could have done anything because I was wearing my chastity pants.
Yeah.
And their mom will say, the only way they could get it, I have the combination. There's no way he could have gotten out of those things.
Yeah. You can even have two-factor authentication for it.
That's fantastic. Exactly. And so you're hitting both ends, right? And then it can become punishment for sexual offenders when they get out of jail that they're forced to wear these underwear every time they go out.
Yeah.
And so they can't commit the crime even if they want to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there you go.
That's great. That's fantastic. It's like the old saying.
What's the old saying?
How do you catch a bad guy with a gun?
How?
You don't burden the good guy with having to go out and buy a gun. You make the bad guy have a gun that will explode.
That is the old saying. That's amazing. I forgot about that. It's so old.
Yeah.
I forgot it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, guys, that's a good one. And it takes care of both sides' woes.
That's right.
If you want to get in touch with Josh, mm-hmm. give him a pat on the back, give him a happy birthday, give him a little, hey, buddy, where are you going to be this week so I can find you on a corner and give you a little doo-doo-doo as I walk by, you can give him on Twitter at GRQJoshNoel.
I'm not going to give out our email address for that one. If you want to wish Noel a happy Canadian Thanks, belated Canadian Thanksgiving, yeah. if you want to send him some sweet potato casserole, because that's clearly the one thing that's delicious that they haven't stolen from us, you can reach us at email him at grqwithjoshandnoel@gmail.com.
That's right. And even if Josh is wearing those carbon panties that he's talking about, you can still give it a grab as you walk by. If you get him on Facebook at Facebook.com/GRQJoshNoel, you can go on iTunes. You can subscribe, rate, review anywhere you get a podcast. If you only dream about touching Josh on podcast form, we urge you tune in Saturday nights, 8 o'clock, Radio Free Brooklyn. Get the weans 5 days before anyone else. Get there early, listen to Art Star Scene, stick a little late. Listen, it's all nice on ice and
Hellwave.
You got a lot of money. Gonna have to spend it. Josh can tell you how.
Can I take it away now?
Take it away.
Golden Gates Restaurant in New York offers its customers these dumplings, where apart from veal, pork, and beef, there is one more ingredient. It is the gland of a deep-water horned lantern fish, which gives the dumpling their peculiar blue tint. They are said to be exceptionally delicious, and clients give away their money to taste this wonder. And we speak about big money. A portion of 8 dumplings costs $2,400. A portion of 16, $4,400. Hey, thanks anyways, but I'm sticking with pot stickers.
I just want to say Golden Gate Restaurant, mm-hmm. just based on the name, is not New York City.
No.
I would bet it's in San Francisco.
Probably.
Yeah.
So anyway. Get out there, guys, and get those dumplings real quick. Our ideas are great. How do you know they're as good as we are? We think because Josh scours the internet for rules of getting rich quick, to which we judge them by where the rules come from.
How to be a successful businessman, 50 rules of entrepreneurship.
Okay.
Number one, don't read about taking action. Pull the trigger.
That's right, guys. Pull the trigger. Pull the trigger. It's protected.
That's right.
It's got authentication.
Uh-huh.
It's got a chastity belt. You're covered.
Yeah. Number two.
Number two.
You don't have to be an alpha male. Do whatever it takes.
That's right. Do whatever it takes, guys. Be a proud dummy.
That's right.
Believe in the flat earth. Believe that carbon is the devil's element.
That's
and
right.
fall into our hands.
And finally, last one.
Okay. Sure. Let's do it slow.
If someone says no,
okay.
present new information.
You guys, yeah, that guy, he said no, and you tried to get him. Good thing mommy put him in those underwears.
Yeah, I think we'll stop there.
Yeah,
so we were 3 for 3
That's
there.
Right.
We're definitely getting rich. So once again, for Josh.
And Noel, don't spend all that knowledge in one place.
$20,000 when I came back, gonna get rich quick.